This is the Buffalo Wild Wings Jerry DePoto Show.
We've got a really nice balance between veteran and young players, and I feel like we can keep this window open for a while.
Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
As much as anything, it's about our approach.
The latest transactions, the breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves, the reason behind the decisions that shape the organization. The Buffalo Wild Wings Jerry DePoto Show.
Our weekly visit with Jerry DePoto, we have enjoyed them throughout this season, and we appreciate him joining us now. Jerry, Felix's start earlier this week I thought was really encouraging. We saw, I don't know if there was a little bit of a change of approach, but we're entering an important time in Felix's career, and that had to be a great step into the offseason for him.
There's no question, and we are right smack in the middle of the important time, and it was really refreshing to see Felix come up at aces, really, in his final start. It sends everybody home. I think our front office, our coaching staff, our players, his teammates, and Felix himself, and hopefully our fans home with a little reassurance that Felix he's figuring some things out about where he is, both health-wise and at this stage in his career, and couldn't have been happier with the result.
Jerry, what are fair expectations for him next year?
That he takes his 32 starts. You know, we are reflecting a lot on our pitching, and we the Mariners, we're reflecting on our pitching, how best to put the guys in position to make their innings. And Felix is one of those guys. And I'm not going to sit here and pick out 20 wins or 200 strikeouts or 200 innings. Just the best that he can be, and some of that is going to be what we can provide him in assistance, both first in getting ready to stay healthy for the season, and then just giving him the appropriate rest before he makes his starts to try to maximize what we get when he makes them.
Everybody's aware of all the injuries and short-circuiting your season this year, but there were other things too, base running. And you just look at this Mariner team, and you as the GM, how do you assess it besides, if you put injuries aside, what are things you want to see improvement in next year?
You just touched on them, and I think we've talked about them through the course of the season as they've popped up. But, here in the month of September, we've been particularly sloppy. And some of that was once we let our guard down, and it was very tough for the team coming out of Houston when we were swept by the Astros. I think then it started to set in that we were probably going to have a tough time making it to the postseason. And that's always a deflating feeling. But the way you can't respond to that is by making errors, kicking the ball around, the number of outs we've made on the bases. All of those are areas that need to improve and will. We've come a long way in addressing some of our other needs, the team defense, the overall athleticism, the things that we just mentioned. Just as Scott has referenced, protecting the ball, just catching it and throwing it, is that's something you can control. That's a fundamental that we can focus on, and I believe just by paying attention, we'll get better at that. You can't always improve in regard to taking two bases at a time, but you can be more attentive when you're on the bases and not make critical outs or sloppy outs. And those are things that we can control and we will focus more on as we head into 2018.
Hey, Jerry, what you seen from Erasmo Ramirez? How confident are you in him, and where does he sort of lie in when you're thinking about next year and his contribution to the starting staff?
Feeling very confident. I mean, we were confident when we acquired Erasmo, and frankly, the last time Erasmo was a Mariner, there was a fairly high opinion of what he had a chance to be in regard to his ability to be a starter in the big leagues. But, obviously, we don't see Erasmo as a future Cy Young candidate, Felix Hernandez in his prime, but what he's shown us over the course of his 10 starts with the Mariners this year, and really his career to date as a major league starter, is just taking the ball every 5 or 6 days and doing your thing. And he gives you that 15 to 18 outs a night and pitches you into a situation to win. And really, from the time we picked him up at the trade deadline this year until he made his last start yesterday, to throw up a sub-4 ERA and put us in a position to win just about every start he made, it really was a shot in the arm for us, and it drove home the fact that he can take the ball and start in the big leagues. And frankly, he's done it before, so I'm confident that he can do it again. He's only 27 years old.
Yeah.
We're making our weekly appearance here. Jerry DePoto stopping by to talk to us. It's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Jerry, of all the different things this season, I think the outfield play, and kind of it started in the offseason with you spelling out getting more athletic and getting guys. You look at the outfield that you've put together here in your second year, and it's really remarkable how well those guys have come through. What are your expectations for that group going forward?
Probably taking the next step forward. I know it's many in baseball circles or even in a fan base are going to be surprised at the quality of the performance, particularly from Haniger and Gamble. And some can ask questions because of the ups and downs that both guys experienced as first-year players. But at the end of the day, you know, what I say moving forward is Mitch Haniger's 26 years old, Ben Gamel's 25, Guillermo Heredia is 26. We now know that Guillermo played virtually all season long with a dislocated right shoulder that he made no one aware of. God bless him for his grit. He saw the people going, you know, down around him, and he just hung in there. So the fact that he struggled with the bat in the second half is probably not as damaging as it once may have seemed. He's a great defensive outfielder. All three of them play quality defensive outfield. And I don't think that at 25, 26, and 26, they've all experienced their best season. My hope is that this was a stepping stone in the right direction and that we've seen them scratch the surface of what they can do, and they've shown us some really good things.
Jerry, the news about Heredia having the dislocated shoulder, I'm having flashbacks to Lethal Weapon 2, where Mel Gibson would just knock his shoulder back into joint when he did that. What the heck happened with Heredia? That's unbelievably tough if he was able to go through that.
Believe it or not, and I had some tough time with it, and I had the same flashback. It was a fantastic movie when I did have a mullet. But the Guillermo Heredia injury was he experienced the injury for the first time early in the season, and apparently his shoulder came out of socket four different times during the season. And rather than saying anything, he just expressed that it was a little sore, and then he himself adjusted it back in so that he wouldn't miss playing time. I give him the world of credit. He worked so long and so hard to get from the Cuban Industrial League to the major league that he just didn't want to give it back. And that, to me, that's desire. That's a guy who wants to be there. And, you know, if nothing else, just Guillermo going and tracking them down, he's worth his weight in gold. But I do have hope that the offensive player we saw in the first half of the year is closer to what he truly is rather than, you know, the fatigued, injured player that we saw in the second half.
Do you think when he put it back into place that he also made one of his eyes go up into his head like Mel Gibson did?
Perhaps. Yeah. Maybe he was yelling animal names.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Did you know that that had been going on, that the two of those guys were doing that, Jerry? We played the sound yesterday. It's unbelievable.
I didn't. You know, as a matter of fact, last night, after our game was done, we got in, I flicked the MLB Network on, and the Dodgers pod were on, and they were talking about it while Kyle's brother Corey was hitting for the Dodgers. And I thought, these guys are right here. I had no idea that was a ritual. And then I saw it on the internet this morning, and perhaps that's how Heredia was working up the gumption to get his shoulder back in place.
Hey, Jerry, how would you evaluate Scott Servais' second season?
Now, the as great as 2016 was, everything that could go right for us to a degree did. And in 2017, almost the opposite occurred. Difficult year to assess a manager. Anyway, I think for all the good cultural things Scott was able to do in 2016, we struggled with some of those things in 2017. And not because I think the programs were bad or the voice was bad, or frankly, Scott's performance was any different than it was the year before. He was dealing with something in his second year as a manager that no other manager in the history of baseball has ever had to deal with, using 40 pitchers and 17 starters in one season. So clearly bullpen management was something that was rocky along the way. And I thought, you know, there were various times where when we had a full component down there, it went swimmingly well. And like any other manager in the league, he really struggled when the pieces weren't in place. And I think Scott when he came on board, told people, I will make mistakes, and so will anyone else in the league. And I can't really hold him accountable for the way our roster was beat up and the tax that took or what that took out of the rest of the club. I think in general, he did a remarkably good job of keeping people in a position or the attitude at a high enough rate that we were able to hang in the race until about mid-September with all that we incurred. So we'll see in year three where we are in relation to the first 2 years. But obviously 16 was a great year. 17 is one that we won't remember favorably or kindly. But I thought Scott did a very good job of keeping the group together in very turbulent time.
Jerry, did you really have a mullet?
I did have a mullet. As a matter of fact, when I signed my first professional baseball contract, I believe my first baseball card included me with a mullet. It wasn't Randy Johnson-ish, but it was NHL hockey guy-ish for sure.
Nothing wrong with a little hockey hair back then.
Hey, we all went through it.
Yeah.
So.
Jerry, appreciate it. Jerry, I just want to say thanks from us. You've been great to come on with us and really, really enjoyed the insights into your team and how you're looking both for this season and for the franchise's future. And I just want to say thanks for all of us for stopping by and visiting us each Thursday this season.
Oh, you got it, guys. It's fun. And I will say that looking forward to it every week, and I always do, I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable for what we're doing. And maybe along the way when saying even lightheartedly what we're trying to get to or the goals we're trying to achieve, it gives me a new focus point. So I appreciate you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
he is Jerry DePoto. Thanks again, Jerry. And we will look forward to talking to you soon.